Approaching the last four episodes of season 9. This was by far the most extensive season that I ever did because most of it has to do with what was going on during the COVID-19 pandemic. And I know a lot of people wouldn't care to hear the words of a person who's been deemed a little bit unstable. But understand that all I want is what's truly best for humanity. And because of the experiences that I have endured in my own personal life, I've come to a conclusion that sometimes government isn't always best. These last four episodes speak very clearly of not only the government, but certain industries as well. It seems that we have forgotten the very foundation of what truly makes us human and what truly makes us strong. Yes, there's science. Yes, there's comprehension of that science. But when it's used as a vicious weapon to snatch away the natural rights that people are born with, then it becomes a problem. I've always been dedicated when it comes to biology, chemistry, microbiology, and all kinds of fascinations that truly make it a interesting subject. But in the last few years, I have seen science be used as a weapon of evil, sad to say. Many people have been affected severely by the desire of scientific ambition, so close to the point of playing God. This truly is a sad reality, but I also learned over the last few years that even though we are faced with turmoil and peril every day, we can learn to laugh. We can learn to smile. And it turns out that at the end of the day, please remember that love truly is the greatest weapon against evil. The last four episode titles are Recurring Pain Stimulus, Decaffeinated, Peasant Dreams, and the season finale known as Emblem. Some say that I did this to try and be popular, to try and be famous. Far from the truth. And even though I didn't really utilize ads and other things like that, my voice by itself should be a worthy investment to anyone. So, consider this Revelation Liberation Week, the last four episodes of Season 9, Humanist Rising. And to make it even more better, these last four episodes will contain songs from not only my newest album, The Hidden Pages, but also a glimpse into the third album known as Dark Revelations. If you want to know more about my music, message me. Because according to some supportive individuals on Reverb Nation, my lyrics as well has meaning. So we're kicking off this week as the final week for Season 9 of the Cosmic Collision series.
Yeah. This is for the ones who have survived a great evil that has infested our world. This is from your water girl. Listen up. Do you like it when I can't think straight? Head pain. Is it just another problem to you? Another migraine. Tell me what the fuck I should do to keep me here, close to you. I knew this would happen. Yeah, I can't function well. When it starts up, I'm in my own hell. I see my haters grinning. Is this winning? Am I down for the count? 1, 2, get up. I'm not out. No, the track hits. Am I ready to go? I feel it starting up. It might slow my flow. Hitting the muscles. I can feel them twitch. But I can't lay down. So let's rip this shit. Yeah.
Illness by Honeybee the Humanist, aka me. I wrote that song in dedication to those that have been gravely affected by the vaccines and the illness itself. We all have battles. We all have turmoil. And in many cases, in the recent months, we have been imperiled by the rising prices of gas, housing, and food. It seems to me that the Great Reset, also known as Agenda 21, is in full swing. If anyone remembers the video that had been posted over 150,000 times on Facebook about the details of Agenda 21, then you would make the connection that the Great Reset is just another change in title. But we'll discuss that in the next season. Right now, I want to talk about a particular subject on why I have wrote the song Illness, and that particular subject is pain. We have seen many who once was having a time of their life have it cut short because of the rash of mysterious illnesses that have taken a hold of their overall well-being. Many of them have succumbed to it, while others are fighting for more care and benefits. From the debilitating symptoms of fibromyalgia to the suicide disease known as trigeminal neuralgia or tic douloureux. This has become common in women younger than 50. The question is, why? Is it stress? Hormones? Cancer? This condition literally sucks the life out of you. Compare this with the ongoing fuckery involving housing, food, water, and other inhumanities going about. You wouldn't feel so bad for the ones who have left. Disease and disorder has a way of changing your perception, sometimes for the worst. I learned that with myself. It isn't easy having to change your entire schedule because of the sudden, inexplicable changes that have happened in your body. Change your diet to foods that you can tolerate medically. Change your activities so you can find some type of enjoyment out of it and try and have what passes as normal relationships and social interaction. It kills your joy over time, kills your motivation, and it makes you, in that moment, consider ending it. Because of the burden you may feel you are placing on others. Yes, I have felt it and let it wash over me. Yes, I feel like a burden on my loved ones. And yes, most days I feel drained and don't want nothing to do with the world. And yes, I briefly felt that the world would be better off without me. But these are just feelings. Feelings that every person should have a right to have sometimes. This world is full of judgment and discord. I see it, you see it, we all see it. But when we can see the evils that have brought these feelings about, we choose to deny it. We choose to ignore it. We choose to die afraid and alone. Instead of taking that one chance. A chance to show how beautifully strong and powerful we are, despite the illness, despite the pain. Yes, I'm saying it. Death is easy. Life is hard, but not because of what you did and didn't do. It's hard because of the rampant conditioning, the toxic societal standards, the mental drain of just simply trying to live, the heartbreaking climb to security, the disappointment of finding out that what you represent means nothing to over 95% of the fucking population that all your troubles weren't your fault, that every step you tried to make, you got people holding you back for their own gain. But guess what? You're still here. You are breathing. And that still fucking means something. I have to remind myself of that every day. That just simply waking up and getting out of bed, which happens to be the hardest challenge, but I do it. No matter how much. I just love to lay down. But I get up because I have to. Now, sometimes a lot of people, and I do mean a lot of people, particularly doctors, assume that people have been afflicted by these rare and debilitating conditions just simply give up. Well, I know otherwise. Because not just me, but many, many, many others are not giving up. But it's hard. How much pain can you take to make it to where you want to be? It's the toughest question of all. Because there are a lot of people who don't know pain. There are a lot of people who don't know loss. There are a lot of people who don't know the sheer frustration and just simply trying to have a flawless good day. But the millions of us that have been left behind know otherwise. The mere frustration and simply trying to move from one area to another. And also the inexplicable, resounding frustration that you feel when you deal with doctors and they simply tell you it's all in your head. Maybe you're just too stressed out. Maybe you need to go to sleep. You could break down all the symptoms. You could break down how the symptoms present themselves. You could even break down to the time of day and when it happens. And I can tell you right now, mainstream doctors don't give a shit. They want their job to be oh so fucking easy. And that is the reason why we're still going to have more people that have been afflicted by pain. And I mean real pain. I'm not talking about just a mild little headache. I'm not talking about just a little dull body ache. I am talking about intractable chronic pain. Pain that robs you of every fucking aspect of who you are. I'm speaking of those people. It is one thing to say that you're tired and you need to rest, but it is another saying that I'm tired every day and I find it hard to rest. And that is what we call recurring pain stimulus. Until next time, stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice.